sur COS On Air. Des musiques qui vous mettent la tête en l'air et des chroniques à vous faire tomber par terre. COS On Air, la radio d'enfer.
Hello everybody, welcome to COS On Air. Today we are very happy to present you the very first English program in the history of this radio. We are the 11GV5 from Cossonay and we hope you will enjoy our presentation.
Hello, my name is Daniela.
And my name is Julie.
Have you ever heard about Céline Dion?
Yes, she's a famous singer. She sings the Titanic. I love it.
Yes, and she became famous when she sang Ce n'était qu'un rêve in 1980.
I think she was born on the 13th of April in 1968, no?
No, she was born on the 13th March 1968 in Quebec.
Oh yes, I forgot it's in March.
Do you know when she had a child? I think his name is René Charles.
Yes, his name is René Charles and she had him in 2001. Do you prefer when she sings in French or English?
I prefer when she sings in English, but she sings more in French. It's a shame.
Oh no, I prefer when she sings in French because it's more emotional.
Did you know the tragic history about her family?
Oh no, I don't know what's happened.
Her brother died 2 days after her husband before a concert. It was so terrible for Céline Dion.
Oh, it's awful. Did she have a break after the tragic event?
Yes, she took a break, but just for 1 month.
It's crazy that I didn't know about this. I heard that she sings in more language, in German, Italian, Spanish.
In Japanese and Mandarin. That's amazing.
Yeah. Do you remember how many brothers and sisters she had?
Yes, it's the biggest family that I know. There are 14 children.
Wow, it's fantastic. Her family is bigger than my family.
Me too. What do you like about this person?
First, I like her voice and I like how she became famous. It's a nice story. And you?
Because she speaks many languages and she sings very well. She respects her fans. She's very generous on stage.
Yes, you are right. Can we hear she?
Yes, thank you for being here. We hope you enjoy your presentation. And now let's listening My Heart Will Go On by Céline Dion.
Spaces between us, you have come to show you go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. One time and last for a lifetime and never let go till one true time I hold you in my life will always go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
We just listened to Céline Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
And now we are going to present you the life of Michael Jackson. Hello, my name is Armand.
And I am Nathan.
Hello.
Hey, do you know Michael Jackson?
Yes, I know him. Well, not personally, of course.
Do you know when he was born?
No, I don't.
He was born on the 24th August 1958, and do you know where he's from?
Yes, of course. He comes from Indiana in the USA.
Do you know what he did?
I read on the internet that he was a famous Afro-American singer.
Yes, you're right. I saw him dance in a video. He was an incredible dancer.
The famous moonwalk?
When did he start singing?
He started singing when he was 6 years old. He sang with his brother and sister in the famous band called the Jackson 5. Do you know the song ABC? It's great. Who has his brother and sisters?
He has 8 brothers and sisters. Their names are Rebby, Jackie, Tito, Germaine L, Latoya, Marlon, Randy and Jeanette.
And he was victim of the Peter Pan syndrome.
What does it mean?
I mean that he doesn't grow up in his head, in his mind.
Yes, he always wanted to remain a child.
He sold millions of albums. What's his biggest hit?
I think it's the song Billie Jean.
I heard that he had a house.
I heard that his house was enormous and he had a private zoo.
I'm not sure, but I saw many pictures of him with llamas.
It was a pleasure to do this dialogue with you, and I hope that you have learned something about Michael Jackson.
Goodbye.
Bye. Armor and Nathan.
We just listened to Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Hello everyone, it's Leila and Marco.
I'm going to Palexpo next Saturday for see Steve Gerda.
Oh yeah, I know him.
Oh my god, you know who he is?
Of course, he does horse riding.
Yes, and do you know he won a gold medal in the individual Olympic Games in 2012?
Yes, I know. And I know he was born on the 10th of June 1982 in Neuchâtel in Basse-Courte. When did he stop the competition?
Wow, I read on the internet that the 11th December 1918, his horse Nino de Bussonnet, the Olympic champion in London, made his last contest competition in the hall of Rolex Grand Slam of Show Jumping, the Palexpo. How often does he train per day?
He's in the stable at 7 o'clock. He trains 2 times a day, twice a 1 hour break, and he works all the week. Do you know if he married?
No, he isn't, and he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Of course he has a girlfriend.
Who is she?
I'm not sure. He's very discreet about his private life. Why Nino de Bussonnet such a special horse?
Well, he's French bred, he comes from a famous lane, he's strong, tall.
I also read that Nino has an amazing balance and is mentally strong.
Ah, how can a horse be strong?
Horses have a character different and they feel emotion more or less different following their mentally.
I didn't know, it's so cool.
And did you know if he won the big prize in September 2012?
Yes, he won the big prize in Rio de Janeiro. He's the best rider. Do you know NASA?
Yes, but I prefer Nino. Nino is better than NASA, which is the most crazy event that he did.
He won the gold medal in the 2012 London Olympics. Why do you admire Steve Gerda?
Because he has a good feeling with his horses. And you, why you admire him?
Because I think that he strut his horse respect.
Okay, I found that cool that we saw each other to talk about this Swiss champion.
Yes, me too. Goodbye, see you again.
Bye-bye, and we hope you enjoyed our presentation.
No, let's listen to If I Never See Your Face Again.
We just listened to Maroon 5, Is Never See Your Face Again.
And now we are going to present you the life of Charles Leclerc. Hello, Julian. Are you ready for a great interview?
Hello. Yes, I'm ready.
Today, I would like to talk about Charles Leclerc.
When did he start his career?
He started his career in 2014 in Formula Renault 2.0.
Yes, and in 2015, he went in Formula 3 Europe. He won the Macau Grand Prix.
Oh, in 2016, he went in GP3 Series, and in 2017, he won the Formula 2 Championship, and in 2018, he signed in Formula 1 in Sauber F-Team. Where did he sign in 2019?
In 2019, he signed in the best team, Scuderia Ferrari. Do you know when he was born?
He was born in Monaco on the 16th of October 1997. What is the next goal?
I think his next goal is to win a new championship.
What is the first sport?
His first sport is karting. When did he start karting?
He started karting at 5 years old on the circuit of Brignoles.
When did he win his first prize in F1?
The first victory of Charles Leclerc in F1 is on the 1st of September in Belgium.
Did he win other races?
Yes, in Monza. He has a new contract for the next season, right?
Yes, with Sebastian Vettel. I think Charles Leclerc is better than Sebastian Vettel.
I think Charles Leclerc is the best pilot F1.
Goodbye, Nathan. See you again.
See you again, Julian. Now we listen to Eminem and his song Without Me.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking a table while he's operating. Hey! You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on and dip, bum on your lips, jump back, jiggle a hip and wiggle a bit, and get ready, cause this is about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. Fuck you, Devin! Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said, they start feeling like prisoners helpless, till someone comes along on a mission and yells,
bitch!
A visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe, for you to see so damn much of my ass you ask for me. Well, I'm back, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in, and then I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter. The center of attention, back for the winner, I'm interesting. The best things in wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting.
Testing, attention please.
Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me?
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy.
Hello, my name is Maël and I'm with Loïc.
We just listened to Without Me by Eminem.
And we are doing to present you the life of Travis Scott.
Hi everybody.
Hi, I hope you are fine. Have you ever heard about Travis Scott?
I think he's the best singer of the world.
Did you listen to his new album?
Yes, I did. It's fabulous. I listened to his song Yours Meet on the Time.
What is his real name?
His name is Jakes Webster Jr., but he also called The Flame. Do you know anything about his childhood?
He was born at Austin and he grew up in California. Why do you admire him?
Because he started with nothing and now he is a big singer in the USA. What special event changed his life?
He got the keys of Austin and he created an attraction park.
Oh, cool. He's brilliant.
Do you go in the concert of Travis?
Yes, last weekend I went to his concert. Did you know that Travis is now a dad and his wife is Kylie?
Yes, I know, but does he have a son or a daughter?
He had a baby girl. Her name's Stormy.
Do you know he collaborates with Jordan?
Yes, he made 5 pairs of shoes.
Did you know which album sold the most?
Yes, I know. It's Scorpion, isn't it?
All right. Guys, thank you for listening now. Let's listen to Poro and of Kanye West.
Century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rolling. Motherfucker, we rolling. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cruel world, I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. I'm tripping off the power. Till then, fuck that, the world's ours. Fucking Chanel and the whole cast. Tell them Easy said they could kiss my whole ass. More specifically, they could kiss my asshole. I'm an asshole. Napoleon, my furs is Mongolian. My ice brought the goalies and I embody every characteristic of the egotistic. He knows he's so fucking gifted. I just needed time alone with my own thoughts. Got treasures in my mind but couldn't open up my own vault. My talent, like creativity, purity and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me. Taking my inner child, I'm fighting for a custody. With these responsibilities that they entrusted me. As I look down at my diamond encrusted piece, thinking no one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the powder. Till then, fuck that, the world's ours.
We just listened to Power by Kanye West.
And now we're going to tell you everything about Angelina Jolie.
Hello everyone, we are Nasia, Emma and Olsa.
Hi, have you seen the last movie in the cinema?
No, I didn't see the movie.
With Angelina Jolie.
Who is Angelina Jolie? She is an actress, filmmaker, model and...
She is a writer, producer and an UNICEF ambassador too. And the mother of 6 children.
Do you like Angelina Jolie?
Yes, I like her so much.
Why do you like her?
Because she is brave, hardworking, so she is perfect for me.
And she loves animals. It's so cute.
What are the names of her children?
Their names are Maddox, Pax, Zara, Shilon, Knox, and Vivian is the last child. What was her first role in a movie?
It was Casillaris in Glass Shadow.
I have never heard about this movie.
It's normal, because it didn't have any success.
What, she's successful?
Yes, she still is successful.
I hope she isn't dead, right? What? Are you kidding me? No, I'm serious. I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry.
She is alive.
I heard that she celebrated her 44th birthday recently.
Yes, in June. She is a Gemini.
Is she sick?
No, she isn't sick. What kind of question is that?
But her mother was sick, no?
Yes, she was sick and now she's dead.
How did she die? She did because she had a cancer.
Oh no, it's sad.
I read that Angelina was afraid to have cancer too, so she did some tests and found out that she had the cancer gene.
Oh yes, that's true. So she had an operation to take her breast away. She was very brave.
Is she still married?
I forgot. Who was her ex-husband?
Her ex-husband is Brad Pitt, the father of her children.
Where did they get married?
In France in 2014.
Hey, isn't she in Malefic?
Yes, I have 3 tickets.
Oh, it's so cool.
Can you invite us?
Yes, of course.
Thank you for listening.
And now let's listen to Wake Me Up by Avicii.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
It was great to present you this radio show about celebrities.
We hope you liked it.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
Cochonner, la radio d'enfer.